Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Rachananda Sivaya Jitadana Arjavasu Gola Shavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here we count of worship of Bhagavan, 14 verse 15, Dharma,
Dharma,
Acharita,
Acharita,
Vamsam, Vam, Mano,
Kaya,
Budibi,
Lokan,
Vishokan,
Vishokan,
Vitarati,
Vitarati,
Akan, Mancham, Sangina,
Sangina,
Dharma, Acharita, Pongsa,
Dharma, Acharita, Pongsa,
Vangmana, Kaya, Buddhibi,
Vangmana, Kaya, Buddhibi,
Lokan, Vishokan, Vitarati,
Lokan, Vishokan, Vitarati,
Akan, Mancham, Sangina, Dharma, religious principles.
Acharita,
execute,
Sam,
person,
Vak,
by words,
Mana,
mind,
Kaya,
body,
Buddhi,
intelligence, Lokan,
planets.
Vishokan,
Vishokan,
without misery,
Vitarati,
bestowed. Atta,
certainly.
Anantyam,
unlimited
happiness.
Asanginam,
To those free from material influence. Translation, those who live according to religious principles and who follow them by words, mind, body, and intelligence are elevated to the heavenly kingdom, which is devoid of all miseries. Being thus rid of the material influence, they achieve unlimited happiness in life. Prabhupada, the saintly sage, is here to instruct the king or head of government. Should set an example by living a religious life. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, religion means worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not simply make a show of religious life, but should perform devotional service perfectly with words, mind, body, and good intelligence. By doing so, not only will the king or government head rid of self of the contamination of the material modes of nature, but the general public will also, and they will all become gradually elevated to the kingdom of God and go back home back to Godhead. The instruction given herein serves as a summary of how the head of government should execute his rule and power and thus attain happiness, not only in this life, but also in the life after death. The sages continue to operate here for this reason. You should not be the cause of spoiling the spiritual life of the general population. If their spiritual life is spoiled because of your activities, you will certainly fall down from your opulent moral position. Formally and practically all parts of the world there were monarchies, but gradually as monarchies declined from the ideal life of religion to the godless life of sense gratification, monarchies all over the world were abolished. However, simply abolishing the monarchy and replacing it with democracy is not sufficient. Unless the government men are religious and follow the footsteps of great religious personalities. The saintly persons continued, when the king protects the citizens from the disturbances of mischievous ministers as well as from thieves and rogues, he can, by virtue of such pious activity, accept taxes given by his subjects. Thus the pious king can certainly enjoy himself in this world as well as in the life after death. Prabhupada, the duty of a pious king is described very nicely in this verse. In this verse, the foremost duty is the protection of the citizens from thieves and rogues as well as from ministers, who are no better than thieves and rogues. Formerly, ministers were appointed by the king and were not elected. Consequently, the king was not very pious and strict the ministers to become thieves and rogues and exploit innocent citizens. It is the king's duty to see that there is no increase of thieves and rogues either in the government secretary or in the departments of public affairs. If a king cannot give protection to citizens from thieves and rogues, both in the government service and in public affairs, he has no right to exact taxes from them. In other words, the king or government. The taxes can levy taxes from the citizens only if the king or government is able to give protection to the citizens from thieves and rogues. In the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a description of these thieves and rogues in government service as stated, Prajaste, Bhakshayasyanti, Mlecha, Rajanya, Rubina. These proud Mlechas, representing themselves as kings, will tyrannize their subjects, and their subjects, on the other hand, will cultivate the most vicious practices. Thus, practicing evil habits and behaving foolishly, the subjects will be like their rulers. The idea is that in the democratic days of Kali Yuga, the general population will fall down to the standard of sudras. As stated, practically, the whole population of the world will be sudras. A sudra is a fourth-class man who is only fit to work for the three higher social castes. Being fourth-class, sudras are not very intelligent. The population has fallen in these democratic days. They can only elect a person in their category, but a government cannot run very well when it is run by sudras. The second class of men known as kshatriyas are especially meant for governing a country under the direction of saintly persons who are supposed to be very intelligent. In other ages, in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwarpa Yuga, the general populace was not so degraded and the head of government was never elected. The king was a supreme executive personality and there were not any ministers stealing like thieves and rogues who would at once have them killed or dismissed from the service. As it was the duty of the king to kill thieves and rogues, it was similar to his duty to immediately kill dishonest ministers in government service. By such strict vigilance, the king could run the government very well and the citizens would be happy to have such a king. The conclusion is, unless the king is perfectly able to give protection to the citizens and rogues and thieves, he has no right to levy taxes from the citizens for his own sense gratification. However, if he gives all protection to the citizen, levy taxes on them, he can live very happily. If he spends life, at the end of his life, be elevated to the heavenly kingdom, or even Vaikuntha, where he will be happy in all respects. The king is supposed to be pious. In whose state and cities the general populace strictly observes the system of eight social orders in varnas and ashramas, and where all citizens engage in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the particular occupations. Therefore, the state's duty and the citizen's duty are very nicely explained in this verse. The activities of the government head or king, as well as the activities of the citizens, should be so directed that ultimately everyone engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The king or government head is supposed to be the representative of the Supreme Personality of God, and is therefore supposed to see that things go on nicely and the citizens are situated in a scientific social order comprised of four varnas and four ashramas. In the Vishnu Purana, it is stated that unless people are educated or situated in the scientific social order composed of four varnas and four ashramas, society can never be considered real human society, nor can it make advancement towards the ultimate goal of human life. It is the duty of the government to see that things go on in terms of varna and ashrama, stated here in Bhagavan Yogya Purusha. The Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, is the Yogya Purusha. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices. He is also the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Therefore, he is known as Yogya Purusha. The word Yogya Purusha indicates Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna or any personality of Godhead. In the category of Vishnu-tattva, in perfect human society, people are situated in the orders of varna-ashrama and are engaged in worshipping Lord Vishnu by their respective activities. Every citizen engaged in occupation renders service by the resultant actions of his activities. That is the perfection of life. Stated in Bhagavad Gita, a worship of the Lord, who is the source of all beings and who is all-pervading, man can, in the performance of his own duty, attain perfection. Thus the Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Sudras, and Vaishyas must execute the prescribed duty as these duties are stated in the Shastras. In this way, everyone can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. The king, or government head, has to see that the citizens are thus engaged. In other words, the state or the government must not deviate from its duty by declaring that the state is a secular one, which has no interest in whether or not the people advance in Varnashram Dharma. Today, people engaged in government service and people who rule over the citizens have no respect for the Varnashram Dharma. They complacently feel that the state is secular. In such a government, no one can be happy. The people must follow the Varnashram Dharma, and the king must see that they are following it nicely. Those who live according to religious principles and who follow them by words, mind, body, and intelligence are elevated to the heavenly kingdom, which is devoid of all miseries. Being thus rid of the material influence, they achieve unlimited happiness in life. So the sages here speak in terms of dharma, and therefore they mention things like being happy and going to Svargaloka, etc., which is all not the highest goal, but this is the one of the goals in dharma. So because Vena is a person enjoying his senses, they encourage, or they speak from that point of view, that you will be very satisfied if you follow Dharma properly, you follow the rules. And for the king, then he has certain rules to follow. He follows those rules, he gets his taxes. So in this lifetime, he can enjoy also, not only next lifetime, but this lifetime also, he gets enjoyment if he follows properly. So therefore, they encourage him to follow. Then they mentioned that the Supreme Lord actually should be worshipped. So this is actually more important. As Prabhupada mentioned earlier, it is very difficult to change the political system at the present time. So what do we do? Well, therefore we should instead simply follow the Sankirtan movement. as the process of purification. So in these ancient times, they had the kings who instituted the Varnashram system, and the sages are speaking from that point of view. Since you are the king, then you should follow that system very nicely. And, of course, materially, everybody benefits, the citizens benefit, and you benefit because you get taxes in this lifetime, and you go to Sparga in your next lifetime. But then they say that ultimately everyone should worship the Supreme Lord. So that is why this system works. If there is no worship of the Supreme Lord in this system, then it is also useless. It will not work. We do have systems in ancient times of Varna and Ashram also. In other countries, they all had castes. They had laborers, and they have merchants, and they have kings, and they have some intellectuals. So that's nothing new. But to make it work properly, there has to be some worship of the Supreme Lord there. So that is instituted within the Varnashram system. So to neglect that also is makes the system useless. So therefore, here the sages mention that. But also the Supreme Lord must be worshipped. And then they go on to describe the Lord in the next verses. This, of course, would not be appreciated by Vena from his point of view, because he wants to enjoy separately from the Lord. But the sages have to speak the truth, so they are explaining things in this way. And of course, the system itself would only work properly if there is worship of the Supreme Lord. So they cannot neglect that. They have to speak the truth. So this is one way of worshipping the Supreme Lord, through the institution of Varnashram, where the Lord is also worshipped. However, it is not considered bhakti, even though the Lord is worshipped. Why? It's because everybody's more interested in working. Everybody's more interested in enjoyment. So therefore, it is not called bhakti. Even though there is a little bhakti there, because the Supreme Lord must be worshipped in that system also. So that is why Prabhupada has also said in Kali Yuga, the best thing to do is simply follow the process of bhakti. The other systems are there, but they're also indirect systems. So Varnashram was also indirect. If we establish a Varnashram system with bhakti as a minor element, fine. But Krishna has said, no, give up all dharmas and simply worship me. So superior to that is a system where we exclusively worship the Supreme Lord. And this becomes the major element of all of our activities. And everything else becomes secondary to that. As I mentioned, some of the kings, they were doing both. They instituted the dharma, but they were also more interested in bhakti. So that is good. They can do that. That is allowed. And then there are others who give up kingdom completely, as we see Bharat did afterwards. So that's also allowed according to one's situation in life, particularly for vanaprasthas. So that is the important element, and that's why at the beginning of the Bhagavatam it says all cheating dharmas are rejected. So if any of the other dharmas like karma yoga or gyan yoga or astanga yoga become the main element, then they become cheating elements. If they're secondary, it's not a problem, but if they become primary elements, then they become cheating, because one becomes more interested in material activities through karma yoga, or they become more interested in liberation through Gyan or Yoga. And then the Lord is only used in order to get these goals fulfilled. And so therefore, they become cheating, where Lord becomes secondary to their other objects. So though we have all these descriptions here, we should understand the important element is the Supreme Lord. So bhakti sustains karma yoga, gyan yoga, and astanga yoga, even though it is a minor portion. But the Lord recommends that rather than do this, it's better simply to do bhakti yoga itself and forget about the other processes. So if we do them, it should be at least minor processes. So that is the final conclusion of all this. But speaking in the context here, because there was a kingdom that had to be ruled, and there was a Varnashram system intact, and they needed a king, therefore the sages speak from this point of view. In this way they try to pacify King Vena. But as we see, of course, he doesn't listen anyway. So he was not interested in such a system. He was not interested in taking the advice of the Brahmins. He had stopped the sacrifices, which is part of the Varnashram system. He did not give respect to the Brahmanas. The sacrifices are for worship of the Supreme Lord, and he stopped that also. So basically he was not interested in this whole system at all. He was simply interested in his own enjoyment, and in a very negative way, by committing violence to other living entities. So the sages did their best to try to convince him, and here they are speaking, enunciating the proper principles. But we will see that he rejects everything. Ultimately, they have to kill him. Yeah. He says external. Why is it external? It's because it's dealing with gunas, bodies. Sudras and tamagun, vaishas and tamagun, rajagun, kshatriyas and rajagun, satvagun, brahmins and satvagun. So that's what varnas and ashramas are. They're defined in terms of gunas. So this is all bodies, obviously, not spirit soul. So that's why it's external. Yeah. And ultimately artha, dhamma, kama, and then moksha. So that's general. Of course they have to worship the Supreme Lord, but in general people are off after artha, dhamma, and kama, and as they become jnanis, they go for moksha. So that's the problem with that system. In a sense, yeah. Well, they also had worship of the Lord there. They had God. The Catholic Church was there. Yeah. It wasn't systemized in the same way. They had kings. The kings were also representatives of the religion in many places. I think the King of England is also the head of the religious Anglican Church. So technically they did have a Varnashram system of sorts, because the king was also the religious head. And then they had the Sudras, and they had the Vaishyas, and they had the Kshatriyas. Brahmins, I don't know if they had anything like that much, but at least they had three Varnas. Well, the king is a representative of the church, actually. He's the head of the church also in England, technically speaking. Anglican church is headed by the king. It wasn't. It was under the pope before, and then they had a rebellion, and they kicked out the pope, and they put the king in their place. The king did that himself. He didn't like the pope, so he kicked out the pope, but it made himself the head of the church. It was a political move, I think, more than anything else. So, of course, we can say it's not very pure. It's not. It was so much interested in religion anyway. But the church also became a material entity, a very powerful material entity, so therefore he took over the church. Yeah. But in Varnashram Dharma we see that they also worship demigods and whatever. So they worship Vishnu or Krishna among many other things, but they don't make Krishna the only object of worship, so that's also a defect.
நல்ல சென்டரில் கிருஷ்ணா கீஸ் புத்தி பசமாக ரிஜர்வ் பண்ணுற மைண்ட் அண்ட் ரிசர்வ் வித் பாடி அண்ட் வேர்ட்ஸ்.
Well, it's a Nirvanashram system, they get trained up. And if they go higher in the system, then they learn how to do that.
Narantara Swishya Shivan Bhagavatam ki Isip Narantara Maharaj ki Jai 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 Jai
என்னன்னு தெரியும் இல்லைப்பா.